AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Authorities have recovered and identified 55 of the 67 people killed in the crash in Washington.
Salvage crews have removed a large portion of an American Airlines jet from the Potomac River near Washington's Reagan Airport after a mid-air collision Wednesday that killed all 67 on board. Authorities saying the operation will take several days, and they're working to remove the Army Black Hawk helicopter involved in the crash, which had three on board who all died. The NTSB said Saturday preliminary data showed conflicting readings about the altitudes of the airliner and the helicopter. Investigators also said about a second before impact, the jet's flight recorder showed a change in its pitch. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is holding off on his tariff threats against Mexico for 1 month to allow for more negotiations. This after Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum agreed to send 10,000 members of her country's National Guard to the border to address drug trafficking. But the tariffs against Canada and China are still slated to go into effect on Tuesday. The Pacific Coast Highway is reopened in Malibu, California, nearly a month after the deadly Palisades fire ripped through hillside Los Angeles neighborhoods. Traffic began flowing again this morning with one lane in each direction and limited speed from Santa Monica to the Ventura County line. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is planning a visit to Washington.
Netanyahu is scheduled on Tuesday to meet with President Donald Trump. This is the first visit by a foreign leader to the White House since Trump took office last month. And the stakes are high. The two men are expected to discuss not only Israel's war in the Gaza Strip, but also issues that could impact the wider Middle East.
This is AP News. A big night for Beyoncé at the Grammys.
At the Grammy Awards, the big winner for the night was Beyoncé.
Cowboy Carter.
This ain't Texas.
She won for Album of the Year, an elusive award for Beyoncé. She is both the most awarded and nominated artist in Grammy's history, and she won it for a country album.
I'd like to thank all of the incredible country artists that accepted this album. We worked so hard on it.
Besides the music, the Grammys paid tribute to the firefighters and the victims of the deadly wildfires that have been burning around Los Angeles. Members of the Los Angeles Fire Department presented Beyoncé with the trophy. Alicia Keys spoke earlier.
When destructive forces try to burn us down, we rise from the ashes like a phoenix.
Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.